Second date update. If you happen to just be joining the show for the first time, this is where we try to track down those who have ghosted you and get you some final closure. In fact, we're going to do that today with Chris. Morning, Chris.
Morning.
So, Chris, tell us what's going on. Who did you meet? Where did you meet him? Kind of give us some of the details.
Yeah, I met this girl at the dog park. Super awesome.
And, nice. That's cool.
Yeah, we kind of just hit it off. Our dogs liked each other, so that was a good sign.
I got to tell you, I was at the dog park over the weekend, and two things. One, I saw some people hitting on each other.
Yeah.
I was like, all right,
it's a pickup spot.
And number two, I saw people dropping their dogs off at the dog park as if it was like a doggy daycare. Like they dropped their dogs off, went back in their car, and just drove off. I watched two different people do that.
I would have taken their dogs.
Right?
That is so sad.
Isn't that insane?
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I'm sorry, Chris. I didn't mean to hijack, but I had the dog park.
That's messed up.
It is messed up. That's really messed up. I agree. All right, so you met, what was her name?
Shannon.
So you met Shannon at the dog park, and it sounds like you guys hit it off. So did you ask her? Did she ask you? Like, what happened?
Yeah, I asked. Eventually I asked for her number, and she was like, oh, yeah, totally. And she gave it to me, and then she, we texted a little bit, and she ended up looking me up on, like, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, cool, she's, this is a good sign. But I haven't heard back since. So, yeah, I'm a little bit confused.
All right, tell us about the date itself. Like, how was it?
It was great. Her dog was super cute. Got along with my dog. That's always good. She's a little older than me, but we're pretty much about the same age. And it was easy, conversation was just super, it was easy. She was very easy to talk to.
Okay. Any smooching at the end there?
she did come over.
Okay.
Afterwards, and later that night, we had a couple of drinks at my apartment, and yeah, there was some smooching.
Okay. All right, man. Cool.
Great.
So
sounds like it went pretty well.
There was a date afterwards. You said that she followed you on socials, so I feel like that's a positive as well.
Mm-hmm. Is your house clean? Mm. Here's the thing. That's like the biggest thing is if you go home with someone and they have a messy house, yeah, you're gonna get ghosted.
Or dead plants. Yeah. That's a big sign.
No. I'm actually, I'm pretty anal about keeping a clean house. So, no issue there. Spotless.
Do you have stuff in your house, or does it look like a serial killer lives there?
No, there's things in the house.
Okay.
It's just well-organized things.
Do you have, like, a weird collection? Do you collect, like, Thor action figures or something?
That's not weird.
Okay.
No, nothing like
that. Yeah, no, Monroe. That's totally normal.
All right, why don't we do this, Chris? Let's just get Shannon's number from you, and we'll call her up and see why she's not calling you back. Cool?
Sounds great.
The Mix Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your second date update. We're trying to help out Chris, who met Shannon at the dog park, and they ended up going out sometime afterwards. And sounds like they had a good time with each other.
Yeah.
She even came
like
back
it.
Over, and I'm not sure if it was a complete slumber party or what, but she went back over and hung out for a bit with Chris at his place, and then even friended him on socials. Like, and started following him, and she's like, hey, obviously she's into me. And now she's not calling back at all. We're wondering if it's maybe his apartment was dirty or he had some weird figurines that she wasn't into or something. Chris, are you still there?
I'm still here. Yeah.
All right, cool, Chris.
No figurines, I promise.
Hey, we tracked down Shannon, so I'm going to pick up with her, but don't say a word, okay?
Great.
Hey, Shannon, good morning.
Morning.
Shannon, it's John, Monroe, and Jackson, Mix 105.1. Got a few minutes to be on the radio with us?
I guess so. What's going on?
You know, we're talking about dog park hookups, where people have met at the dog park and end up getting someone's phone number and going out on a date. Like, has that ever happened to you?
Actually, yeah.
It did? No way.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Did it happen with someone named Chris?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the thing, Shannon. Chris actually called us because he said you guys met at a dog park. You went out on this great date. You guys even hooked up afterwards. And now, you're not calling him back. And we're calling just to see, like, what happened. Like, what went wrong on that date for you to ghost him like this?
I don't really think I should get into it. with you guys. I don't think it's appropriate.
Like inappropriate in that you don't want to hurt his feelings, or inappropriate like you can't say it because the FCC tells you you can't say it because we can bleep anything.
It's really uncomfortable.
What if I told you it was just three friends all talking on the phone together right now?
Yeah.
And you know, we're just curious for ourselves because we want to report back to Chris. You know how it is when you're ghosted, like it stinks, man. And like, he just needs some closure. And
right.
I mean, that's why we do the second date update. We're just trying to help him.
Okay. I mean, it's not Chris. Like we had a good date. No, we did. We had a lot of fun. It was nice talking to him and everything. It's just that when I started following him on social media, I noticed that he knows somebody that I've been on a few dates with. And it, not like a lot of dates, just the, like three, but it's Chris's dad. Yeah. So
that's so awkward.
I got really weirded out. I figured I should just, you know, nip it in the bud because it weirded me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say
that.
So.
Oof.
So can I ask? So are you like more Chris's dad's age? Are you more Chris's age? Are you kind of like threading the needle in between the two? Like,
I'm more in between.
You're in between. Okay. Got it. I'm going to ask another question because I feel like I want to know. Was there any hooking up that happened with Chris's dad?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah!
Okay, wait. So are you still seeing Chris's dad?
No.
Okay. Because I was like, man, you're going to run into each other on Thanksgiving, and this is going to be weird.
Yeah, it's just a weird enough situation that it obviously couldn't go any further because that would just be uncomfortable if it was to go somewhere. So I had to stop it before it even started.
Shannon, let's talk about uncomfortable because Chris is actually listening in right now.
No.
Chris.
Yeah.
Dude.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh. How are you feeling right now, man?
A little shocked. Really?
That's a fair question.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Are we sure it's the same person? Like, Shannon, have you, you've gone on the social media. Are you sure it's Chris's dad?
Oh, I'm positive. I mean, it's linked on his Facebook.
Okay.
That it's his dad.
That's why you don't be friends on Facebook. You find out too many things.
Exactly. All right. Well, let me ask Chris. I mean, are you interested in another day with Shannon?
No. I got it. I don't think so.
Yeah. I think we all should just...
Probably no. Yeah.
Just let's all walk away and never speak of this again.
Yeah. Although, we've had to sit in it for a little while, and it's pretty bad.